Congressional leaders have come to an agreement on a deal that would add hundreds of billions of dollars to the previously passed stimulus package to help small businesses and includes additional funding for protective gear, hospitals, and coronavirus testing. For more on all this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now and check in with U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff from Southern California. Congressman, thanks for making some time for us. What can you tell us about what's in this new package?
Well, the package includes over $300 billion for the small business program to replenish those funds. Importantly, though, about $60 billion are set aside for small community-based lending institutions. One of the experiences we've had with the fund so far is that some of the larger small businesses who might be the bank's favorite customers are getting relief before other small businesses. And we need to make sure that the funds are distributed more equitably. There's also about $75 billion for hospitals, about $25 billion to ramp up testing, additional funding for the disaster relief program. It doesn't have the programmatic changes, many of them that many of us sought to address some of the inequities in the small business lending program. It also doesn't include aid for the states and cities, which I think is a mistake, but had vehement opposition among the Republican leadership, McConnell and McCarthy. So it's a compromise, and it underscores the need to come back and the continuing need for additional support.
The House will vote on it tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, we'll vote it on Thursday. It just passed the Senate today.
And do you think it will be
more changes?
I don't expect there'll be additional changes, and I do expect that it will pass. There's an expectation there'll be a recorded vote, so members will be coming to the Capitol, those who are able, but we'll be maintaining a social distance and doing our best to vote without contributing to the spread of the virus.
What are your thoughts on calls to open the country back up?
I think we need to be guided by the science, by health experts, and not politicize the issue or prematurely try to open based on what people might like. It disturbs me, frankly, to see the president egging on these protesters at one point, saying, let's listen to the health experts, but then ignoring the health experts and talking about artificial deadlines to open up states or parts of the economy. If we open up prematurely, we can expect a surge of the virus. Even those countries that are handling it better than any other, countries like Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, as they're reopening parts of their economy, they are seeing the virus come back and they have to tamp it down. None of this can precede a thorough testing regimen and a thorough tracing capacity, neither of which we have at the moment.
Congressman, thanks again for taking some time for us. Obviously, a very busy time for you. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff from Southern California.